Coming up next on WWER, it's Talk of the Town. Fun things to see and do in and around Colonial Beach. The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
This is Rick Wood. I'm here with the proprietors of Firescape Grill, brand new restaurant here in town. We wanted to have these guys introduce themselves to the community here and tell us about the great things they're planning. Jose, if you'd be kind enough to introduce yourself.
Perfect. My name is Jose Acosta. I'm the owner of Firescape American Grill here in Colony Beach.
And I'm Tanya Acosta, also the owner of Firescape American Grill.
Okay, great. And how long or when do you guys plan on opening the restaurant?
We're planning on Friday, June 16th, doing a soft opening to the public.
Now, what is a soft opening?
A soft opening is basically that we limited people inside the restaurant, so we don't want to like overwhelm the kitchen or the staff or even the customer. We want them to be happy. We wanted to make sure like we take our time for us to serve quality food, and I want to, you know, basically not to rush anybody, so
make sure everybody has a good experience their first time in. And
so should people make reservations? Is how that's going to do, or is it going to be by invitation only?
It'll be by reservations for June 16th and forward, and then we'll do reservations only for a little while.
So let's do get a phone number from you so that people can make their reservations.
On the reservation, you can go on the website. On the website is www.firescapeamericangrill.com, or there's a link on Facebook as well that you can just click, and it will take you to the page, and you can choose your time, the date, and how many people you're going to be bringing.
So for those who aren't aware, you're in the location of the old Olga's, and we're glad to see that some folks have been able to spruce it up and bring some exciting new things into town. Tell me a little about your menu, if you would.
So our menu is more of a towards the fine dining. So we have steaks, we have pastas, a little nicer, good date night spot.
Yes.
Well, good. We can use a few more date night spots here in Colonial Beach. But they have to bring their own date, right? You don't provide that.
We don't provide
that. Napkin silverware, but you have to bring your own date. Tell me a little about how you got into this business to begin with. Generally, I've noticed that true cooks are like artists, and perhaps they are artists, that they come to their art by way of certain personal experiences. Is that fair, assuming that's the case for you guys?
Yes, of course. You know, we've been in this business for over 30 years. I mean, I started as a line cook when I was 16 years old, when I was in high school, and I was kind of like, hey, I need some money. You know, I was a 16-year-old and wanted to buy my own car at 17. But anyways, I worked for a corporation, started from 17, when I was 17 years old, until forever. And then I opened my first restaurant in Washington, D.C. And then after that, we opened at two locations in Spatzi and one in downtown Fredericksburg. And then our lease was done, so we decided to move forward with the food truck. And the food truck, we got more time to play around, more to be an artist, trying to play around with ingredients and everything. And here we are now in Colony Beach opening a new restaurant.
So the restaurants that you opened in D.C., were they under the same name? Were they also Firescape? Or
they were Firescapes. In D.C. it was Firescape.
It was D.C. Grill.
D.C. Grill.
Yes.
It was not.
No, it was totally.
She obviously didn't own part of the business at that time. I got
cheat away.
It was totally different. It was a burger place in D.C. as well. And then the one at Spatzi was a Tex-Mex restaurant, so.
Going back to the artistry of it, tell us a little about what is different about your location here. The menus, steaks, burgers, sounds like typical fare, But it also sounds like you have a certain flair that you guys plan on bringing to it.
So the difference between, you know, we decided to go move forward with this menu is because, you know, a lot of people from Colonial Beach, especially the locals, they travel to have a nice meal to downtown Fredericksburg, Washington, D.C., or even Maryland. So we decided, you know what, we want to bring this concept to Colonial Beach, so that way we want to be local, and the locals, they don't need to travel to have a nice meal. So we wanted to have a nice, fun menu that you don't have to travel and just be here.
Is there a difference to the way that you do your steaks and you do your burgers? Is there a certain type of artistry that you bring to that?
Our burgers are marinated. They're not frozen. We prepare them, each one, and they're marinated about 4 hours. So with a special sauce that we put in there, and a lot of people wants to know what we use, but we cannot tell you because that's our main ingredient and a secret ingredient. For our steak, we're using 100% Angus steak. So it's a high quality steak. So you don't want to get anything frozen, nothing cheap. Everything is really, really good, and we can't wait to for you to try.
So it's not going to be like a McDonald's secret sauce we found out was Thousand Island dressing. Like that. Yeah.
No.
Have you been part of the, obviously you weren't there for the DC grill thing, but how long have you been part of this whole restaurant experience? And do you cook and, you know, that sort of thing? Give us a little feedback.
I don't cook. Nobody wants me to cook. Okay. I leave that to Jose.
Uh-huh.
But I've been in the restaurant business since I was 18 as well. I was a server. I was a bartender. So I was more the front of the house. And then I left the restaurant business to become a teacher, a special ed teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left that to become helping Jose on the food truck. And I would pop into the restaurants every once in a while, but obviously not that often because I didn't know the name of them. but yeah, I stay out of the kitchen. I know I'm a little better at the front of the house. So you'll see me out front helping the servers, helping the bartenders, greeting the guests, making sure everybody has a good experience.
Are there certain things that you feel you guys can bring to the table that make it a unique dining experience here? Obviously, the food is an important part of it. But what else is it that you guys can distinctively provide that will make it a real dining experience for people?
Our customer service, I believe, is going to be great. Jose is also amazing at the front of the house. I think with us talking to each customer, making mm-hmm. sure everybody has a good experience, and if they don't, correcting it right on site, making sure that when everybody enters the door, they enter happy, and as then they leave the door, they leave with full bellies and even happier than they walked in.
Tell me a little about your individual journeys to Colonial Beach. It's always nice to know when we have new neighbors to know a little something about them. How did your journey bring you to Colonial Beach?
Funny thing, you know, we used to come every summer for like over, 3 years? Every Monday we used to come here to Colonial Beach just to relax, get away from, you know, from work, from the food truck, from the other restaurants. And we fell in love with Colonial Beach without thinking that we're going to be opening our restaurant here, you know, 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the community, everybody's here so nice, you know, and this is why every single Monday without any exception, we'll come here from 11 a.m. until like 7 p.m., 6 p.m., and then go back home and just relax. I think it's the people here just open my eyes. But like, it's so different here.
And when we would come, we noticed that there was a lack in different restaurants. Mm-hmm. And then Jose just saw an ad for a restaurant. He's like, let's go see. And we walked in and we were like, oh, this is the one. Because I didn't want to do another restaurant ever again. And then even I walked into here and I was like,
you know, well, you couldn't remember their name. So I mean, why would you want to do another restaurant?
I want to do another one. Hopefully I remember this name.
Okay. But I'm sorry to interrupt you.
But I walked in and I was like, this is so super cute. Like, I love it. And he looked at me and he goes, are you sure? And I was like, I think so. I might have a fever, but I think this is the one. And then that's where we started talking to the landlords and signing papers, and now here we are.
Have you already, I'm assuming you've done your hiring as far as staff and so forth goes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so far right now, we pretty much ready to go. We're just waiting on little details that we got to get done before we open to public. But so far, we believe we're ready.
And I'm assuming you've been able to fill the roles of servers and cooks and so forth with folks who are local to Colonial Beach. So it's important that people understand that you're actually bringing jobs to Colonial Beach, which is something that the Economic Development Committee has been trying to do. So I thank you for that. That's a really important thing to bring into town. The first thing that comes to mind, as a man who's been divorced for many years, is I could have probably made it sooner if I decided to work full time with my wife. Okay. You guys have been working together for a long time, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Tell me a little something about the dynamics of working together.
Well, you know, it was really, really hard at the beginning because I wanted to do it all, and then she wanted to do it all, and then we decided, you know what, this is not going to work. We're going to be working together for a long time, so let's figure it out how we can work together without killing each other. So we decided, okay, you're going to be doing, you know, just thinking, okay, you're doing this, this, and this, and this, and whatever she does or whatever I do, we have to, hey, I'm going to be doing this. What do you think about it? It's about teamwork, communication that between us, nobody make the decision without talking to each other, and then we, whatever idea they bring, she might be saying, hey, what about we do this extra to it, this and this. So it's just about communication, and we learn communication, and not killing each other is like the key of success.
Not killing each other is the key. Let me write that down. Pull out the stone tablet for that. Now that he said all the right things, why don't you tell me the real truth?
It's true. It's dividing the roles. Like, we've been working together 25 years.
Wow.
In some sort of way. We've always been working with each other. On top of that, we have 4 boys. So also raising a family.
Mm-hmm.
And then working together. And it's hard, but we also learned, okay, once we leave the house, we leave whatever happened in the house at the house. Whatever happened at the restaurant, at the restaurant. So we need to separate those two lives and then also know where each other plays in those two areas.
Now, did you say you had 4 boys? Did I hear that correctly? So what are their ages, if I may ask?
They're 25, 24, 23, and 21.
Okay. So are they involved in the business at all? Or
Absolutely not. They have nothing to do with
it. They just say they'll come here with a credit card and ask for some napkins.
Yep. They won't. They've seen the struggle of the restaurant business. They've seen the 16-hour workdays that we put in. They all chose completely different paths from us. Mm-hmm. So
what makes it worthwhile for those 16-hour work days?
Honestly, it's the smile on people's faces, the returning customers, the love that we get from people who come in as strangers and leave as friends. Mm-hmm. So,
and we treat every single customer, not as a customer, we treat every single customer as a family member. You know, if I have a party in my house, you know I'm going to treat you well. Hey, here's some cocktails, I'm cooking, here's some steak, try the steak, there's some sauces. So the same thing, you know, here at the restaurant. So we're going to treat every single person as a family member, not just a customer, a paying for a customer. So
is that part of a learned behavior from running different restaurants, or is that who you guys always were, that welcoming, treat everyone as if they're neighbors sort of thing?
I think that's the way that we always been. I mean, no matter what, you know, we see somebody struggling, whatever, we help that person. It's just about taking care. You know, we learn taking care of the community. The community is going to take care of you. So no matter what, it's just we here all together in the same boat.
How long had you said you've been coming to Colonial Beach?
About 3 years.
Did you buy a summer place here or just kind of stay in the hotel or something to that effect?
It would just be a day trip because we only had Mondays off, so that was our escape day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd leave like at 11 or 10 in the morning, arrive here at 11. My happy place is toes in the sand, sun on my face. So that's all I needed.
What is going to spell success for you with the restaurant? At the end of the day, let's say at the end of the first year, what will have happened where you go, this has been a success, and obviously making some money from it. We understand that. But what other things are you going to look back on and say, that makes me really happy we opened the restaurant?
You know, it's fun that you ask this, because as a successful, well, we hope that we're going to be successful, but we always share our successful with the community. Like, when we have the food truck, what we do, we pick a burger of the month, and we donate 10% of our sales from the burger of the month to a local firefighter or hospital or whatever.
Sort of charity.
Yes. And we're going to be doing the same thing here. So we don't want to just be successful without sharing our success. So we're going to be doing like a charity every single month, and we're going to donate 10% of sales to that whoever charity of the month is.
For the first month, it's the Rescue Squad.
Mm-hmm.
We came out here with the food truck a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
In front of the Eagles there? Is that the one
you... We did the Eagles. Yeah. The Eagles was for St. Jude.
Right.
And then we did the food truck here by the restaurant for the Rescue Squad.
I think it's important that people know that you do that, because a lot of times people will look at a new restaurant, they don't know who you are. They think you're just somebody coming in to take money from locals and then go head back to Northern Virginia. And it's outstanding, first of all, that you have that kind of dedication to the community. And secondly, it really hurts or helps. As you found with St. Jude's, the Eagles collected cumulatively over $4,000 for that. Our rescue squads and our fire squads always need some sort of help. And, you know, as many oars as we have on the water, trying to row towards the successful groups like that, it's a good thing.
Definitely.
Yeah, hopefully they don't have to put out a grease fire at your place.
You only see them when they pick up the check.
So what are your goals for the restaurant as you grow? Are there going to be ideas of outdoor dining? Are there going to be changes that you hope to make as you become more successful and more integrated in the community?
We're hoping to do a patio outside sooner than later, because, you know, summertime is upon us. So
we'd like sooner to, would if you want this summer, we're right. We're at sooner.
Right. So we'd love to do a patio outside, put a few chairs out there, kind of expand the dining, because it's a little small and tight in here. Cozy and cute.
It is. And just to kind of give people a flavor of what we're looking at, we have beautiful wooden tables, black chairs, lighting that is kind of... How would you describe the lighting?
Industrial?
It's a very clean look. It looks like a place you'd sit down and have a good steak. And did you guys design it yourself, or did you have help of an interior designer of some sort?
So when we came in, the lighting, the flooring, the paint was all up. And then we came in and put the tables, chairs, the lights around the bar, the little shelves. That's what we did. So, but it was just us.
Yeah, and put in the kitchen together. So.
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Don't forget about my kitchen.
I won't forget it.
Are you guys still running your places in D.C.?
No, as of right now, we only have the food truck, which we put the food truck on hold so that we can just work on this restaurant. And once we open, we hoping that I'm going to go back to the food truck and Tanya's going to be here, or we just kind of like Tanya goes in the truck or I stay here. So we're going to rotate each other. So right now, our main focus is the restaurant.
So that's your real secret of being able to work together for 25 years. You put him on the road as soon as everything's up. Do you have, other than your boys, of course, do you have family that are close by that can kind of help you with things?
You know, our family is very, very amazing to us. I mean, anyway, if we need help, they're like, hey, we can be there. As a matter of fact, my parents own a restaurant as well in downtown Fredericksburg. So we kind of like have each other's back. So if I need something, they got it for me. Or if they need something, I'll make it happen for them. So it's like kind of like we help each other out. So.
Well, do you want to give them a plug real quick? What's the name of the restaurant?
The name of the restaurant is Taparillos. It's in downtown Fredericksburg by the river.
And what sort of cuisine is it?
They are tapas style, so.
They have great paella. They have some amazing pizzas.
Great wine.
Their wine's really good. They have a extensive wine list and a great view of the river, too. They're right on Sophia Street, so they have a good view of the river. Nice calm.
Is Sophia the way you pronounce that? I've always said Sophia, but
that's
I don't.
That's the way they pronounce it in Fredericksburg.
Well,
so
then that's the right way.
So I just went.
That's like Stanton or Staunton, right? When you guys open, are you going to have your ABC license? Are you going to be serving wine and beer, cocktails, or just not quite there yet?
We have the ABC license already. As you can see in our bar show, we have liquor, we got tequila. We're going to be doing cocktails, wine, a few selection of beer for right now until we find out what kind of beer the customer wants. But we definitely going to be a full bar, so.
We're going to have some amazing cocktails. We have a signature cocktail, which is called the Riva. Mm-hmm. It's a blue cocktail with a bubble on top and a little flashing ice cube in it. It's really nice. And then we got our wine from Ingleside Winery mm-hmm. down the road. Mm-hmm. And then we'll just, like Jose said, a few beers.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many people are you planning on limiting your soft opening to? You'd mentioned it's reservations only, but how many folks do you think you're going to be serving that evening?
We are hoping to do 40 people every hour. So let's say every 40 people every hour and a half.
Okay. So. And so that seems like a pretty high volume. You mentioned it's kind of, you're keeping things small so that you have good service. What is going to be jumping, pumping, booty bumping time? How many people are you going to be able to do when?
When it's full blown, we want to line out the door. We want people to be waiting for us. And it's a small restaurant, so we can't fit any more than 46.
Yes.
46. So it'll be about the same, but it'll be a little faster paced with the people in and out.
And hopefully by that time, we're going to have more patios, so that way we have more people outdoor and inside.
Yeah. So how long is it going to take you to do your patio, do you think?
We are hoping about 2 to 3 weeks, so it's not that far away.
I see. And how was the permitting process for you guys? Were there any particular challenges, or was it fairly easy to get the things that you needed, like your liquor license, like your occupancy license, things like that?
You know, so far it's been super easy. Like the ABC license, I mean, we got the ABC license before anything else, before we opened the restaurant. And everything here in town has been so easy. The health department has been good about it. So we really happy, I guess.
It's been an easy process. Yes. Nothing too difficult. I think with such a small town, everybody knows everybody, so everybody was already expecting us to show up when we were like, showed up on Tuesday, and they were like, oh yeah, and then go down to, you know, across the hall, second door on your right, then they're waiting for you to do zoning, and then go across down here so you can fill out your meal taxes. So super easy.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear, because we obviously want to see that process go easily for our new folks. As a new business owner in Colonial Beach, and obviously you're tied into other people in the restaurant industry, if someone was going to come to you and ask you, should I open a business in Colonial Beach, what would your advice be?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, there's still a lot of room here for restaurants, or any business, or whoever person, for shops, for boutiques, for anything. I mean, this Colonial Beach is the place to be. So our goal, and we hope that we can be part of this, is we want to promote Colonial Beach to any other local business that want to come here. We want to make sure Colonial Beach is the spot for locals, the spot for
out-of-towners, for everybody. We want to see it grow. There's so much potential here. It's such a cute little place.
You're asking to become friends of the folks in town. And when we run into new friends, it's always important to know what is the one thing, personal thing, about you that you want people to know. And let me start with you, Jose.
You know,
I know she's got an answer.
Well, something about me. I mean, I'm just a fun person, I guess, you know. I'm just always happy, that one, like, hey, how's it going? I'm just more the fun person, I will say.
Great.
Yeah.
And would you concur with that?
Or oh, is yeah.
he's not a miserable pain?
No. If you ever want to laugh or something, go to Jose. I'm going to be more of your caring, more of your mother to everybody type of person, and your best friend, the person that you can come to and talk to and feel comfortable with.
Have you had a chance to talk with any other business owners in Colonial Beach? Did you speak to any before you decided to make the plunge? Because it sounded like you made the decision pretty quickly.
We did make the decision pretty quickly. We didn't speak to anybody before. Mm-hmm. We've spoken to a few owners.
Yeah,
we've spoken to, like, Susan at Ice House, mm-hmm. Patricia at Massage and Spa,
mm-hmm.
Jason at Eugene's.
It wasn't. We made the decision very quick. It was kind of like, it's when you buy a house, you know, you go see it, you're like, oh, this is home. I feel this could be home. And this is the way that we feel about the restaurant. We look at it with, like, the energy, there was something about this place that we fell in love with.
So now, since you guys have been together for a long time, was your relationship like that? Did you guys make the decision fairly quickly, or did that take more time?
We made the decision pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. We got together. We were together about 6 months, got engaged. The engagement was long.
My bad.
That's another story.
You were bad. We'll save that for a shot at the game one. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for bringing jobs to our community, bringing fine dining to our community, and just helping us grow. And I wish nothing but success for you guys. I look forward to getting fat and happy in your restaurant. I'm already 3/4 of the way there. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.